explain the employer medical assistance contribution supplement changes to it have caught some local businesses off guard.
There's confusion because you can be assessed penalties for employees that are actually not eligible for your insurance and wouldn't be employees that are subject to mandated insurance under the Affordable Care Act. And so I think that's a source of confusion. And then the amount of the penalty is certainly more substantial than the pure contribution side. The penalty is 5% of wages. We're capped at $15,000, but that means that it's up to $750 per employee per year.
This supplement was put in place because of the rising costs on the state end to run things like MassHealth, correct?
The changes to EMAC were part of a larger appropriation bill. And the governor initially rejected the bill, saying that the legislature needed to take a more balanced approach to funding MassHealth. So the governor went back and said, you know, let's try to think of additional things so that employers aren't burdened. But the House and the Senate rejected that. And so certainly people in the business community were hoping that the governor would veto the bill again. He did not, but some of his statements were, you know, indicating that his hope and his expectation is that the House and Senate would come through with additional reforms.
Have you been hearing from small businesses on the Cape about this, that they're getting pinched?
We've certainly been hearing from folks who have penalties in the large, five figures. And so figuring out how to budget for an expense like that is difficult. And then the options for lowering the penalty in future quarters are not all that great for people because it may be even more costly to add certain folks to your health insurance. So it's definitely a burden on employers of all sizes. And I think the smaller employers just are feeling the pinch more so.
How does an employer, especially a small business, try to budget for a fee of this level?
It's not an easy answer. One of the things that we've been talking to our clients about is, you know, possibly creating a form that you can use to get that information from your employees. You certainly can't require that they sign up for your coverage, but you can at least ask the question so that you have an understanding of if they're not on your insurance, what insurance are they electing? Therefore, you can know whether they may pose a penalty for you.
I think it's interesting that if you offer insurance to an employee and they don't elect to take it, that you end up as a business owner facing a penalty.
And I think this is one of the areas that will get cleaned up over time, because right now what is happening for some employers is that they're being penalized for employees who are eligible for their coverage and have not elected it. That's not an outright, you know, basis to appeal a penalty. However, MassHealth eligibility requirements say that an individual cannot sign up for MassHealth if they receive affordable coverage from their employer. And so that's something that's really important for employers to be aware of is, you know, what is the definition of affordable coverage and are they providing that to their employees? If they're not, they may want to do an assessment to say, what would it cost us to increase our contribution to our health plans so that we are considered quote unquote affordable? Therefore, our employees, if they're eligible for our plan, would not be eligible for MassHealth and would therefore not garner us a penalty.
And there is a sunset clause. Is that a hopeful thing or is there worry there that in the meantime, lawmakers could make this permanent?
I think there's both hope and worry. What that clause says is that as of December 31st, 2019, the supplement piece will go away and the contribution will be lowered again. I think employers are hopeful that it will actually sunset when it says it will, but I think folks are scared also that it could start to flow on a regular quarterly basis. We may not see the other reforms made, and therefore this will continue.
And that was Karen Leahy Lonegro, a lawyer who specializes in employment law at the Falmouth-based firm Foley & Foley PC. With me now in studio is Morning Edition producer Haley Fager, and she has some information on a bill filed by Cape Senator Julian Sear to provide some relief to businesses that are feeling this crunch. Good morning, Haley.
Morning, Catherine. So Sears' proposed amendment is a waiver for businesses that can't pay the fees. And any business in Massachusetts could apply for the exemption if EMAC payment would exhaust cash on hand or seriously harm their business. The Baker administration could offer full or partial waivers, and officials would consider if businesses have limited or variable revenue. That could include things like being a seasonal business. And they could also give extra consideration to employers that serve the public interest. There's also language in the amendment to extend due dates and have advance notice for EMAC invoices so that people don't get surprised and have to pay last minute again. Sears filed the amendment in the budget, but the budget has not yet been passed.
That's right, and lawmakers are working on a compromise bill for that budget to get that into place. Thanks for the update. That's Haley Fager, Morning Edition producer.